it's really the transformation of the Wellmarsh site, as we now refer it, from the Thamesteel site to its new use as part of the port estate. It's a bittersweet view for me because obviously I'm a Teesider, so I've seen, and you know, all around me were steelworks on the Tees, which have gone through a similar process, which have gone from being, dare I say, old industry to new industry, and it is a bittersweet sort of process, but nevertheless it will regenerate the site and bring further jobs. The bridge in real terms, its functional purpose is to join the two estates, so that we're actually being able to move cargo from one part of the dock estate to the other part of the dock estate without going on main roads. So we're not actually crossing public roads when we're moving cargo around. So it's really a pragmatic process, really, to join the two sites. We've spent $50 million so far, and as you look around, it doesn't look like you can actually quantify what $50 million looks like. But yes, in the long term, it will be worthwhile. It'll regenerate this site totally. You know, I made a statement when I came to Peel that, you know, one of the things that was apparent to me was when you come over the Sheppey Bridge, the only thing you'd see was the big blue melt shop, and now you don't see the big blue melt shop anymore. But what's coming in is in its place is usable land which will employ people. We do see a bright future. You know, we're fortunate that I have people who've worked in the port for, I've got two people in my office that's been there 40 years, and their sons work here and their daughters work here and their brother-in-law and everything else. And to me, that's good. A port is part of the community. You know, we are part of the town, whether we like it or not. We live side by side and we should work side by side.